Starkey has an extensive education background in working with English language learners. He's trained as an English as a second language teacher. Starkey arrived last fall in Buffalo after serving as a master principal in the New York City School District. Tonight, Starkey and his multilingual planning committee appear before the Buffalo School Board to discuss the phase-in plan of Lafayette International Academy.
I'm a native Buffalonian, so I'm a Buffalo State graduate. My parents still live here. I have two children here that attend the Buffalo Public Schools, and I was really trying to get back to Buffalo to, be able to raise my children here and then also take care of my parents as they get older. Was really a perfect fit for me because that's my niche. That's what I was trained in as an ESL teacher and in my time at the International High School at LaGuardia Community College and in a lot of other endeavors that I've been involved in. So it actually was the perfect fit for me, and it seems like the perfect time to come back as well because things are really improving in Buffalo. And then just being a parent of actually two ESL students because the mother of my children, her family is from Puerto Rico, so their first language is Spanish as well. And when we were looking at schools and they had already been living here, it was difficult because you want to live in the city and you want to enjoy the vibrancy of what's happening in Buffalo right now. But as a parent, it's really, am I going to be able to send my child to a good school?
When you talk about Lafayette and the past, a lot of people are sad that it is in a phase-out stage.
Next year, there will be the 11th and 12th grade of Lafayette proper. Also known as phase out, although we want to, honor the great work that they've been doing. So it's really Lafayette. Then there's the Newcomers Academy that started this year in Lafayette, which is for students 7 through 12, newcomers. And the concept of that school is to build their proficiency so then they can transition to other Buffalo Public Schools. And then there will be the school that I'll be running, which will be Lafayette International High School. And that will be also for recently arrived students, but they will stay with us from grades 9 through 12.
What will be different? What will start to be the formation here as you move ahead?
Mm-hmm. So as I'm coming in, really the concept that we're really trying to engage the community in discussions about is the idea of having a portfolio performance-based curriculum. So having that coupled with wraparound support in a community school concept, it's not a silver bullet. There isn't one. But this is something that we've seen work at a lot of the other schools in the Bay Area, four new ones in the Washington, D.C. area, 15 of the schools in New York City that have been working with the International's Network for Public Schools that have been serving students with 4 years or less in the country or from Puerto Rico. But there's also a lot of other schools out there that are really great schools. Ironically enough, the group that I've been focusing most on since I've arrived is the Puerto Rican group. They are our most established English language learning group in Buffalo. They've been here for generations, although now we're seeing with the economic crisis in Puerto Rico an exodus from the island and many, many families arriving here to Buffalo. And the graduation rate, while there's been great work being done at Lafayette, and I see that every day, all of us have to acknowledge that last year, the Latino students here at Lafayette, the English language learners, had a 5% graduation rate, a 60% dropout rate, 85% chronic attendance issues. So really, I believe the Hispanic community in Buffalo, in terms of what we're doing to serve their students, we're in crisis mode, and that's what we've been really trying to address.
One of the big problems is the state testing because the English language learners are certainly struggling through those exams. How are they proceeding right now at the school as they take these tests?
Well, the Lafayette school, as we know it, really it's all hands on deck. I mean, they're led by Denise Clark, who's the present principal of Lafayette, and the assistant principals, Mr. Bass and Ms. Middleton, and really just the whole community, not just teachers. Obviously, they're the core, but also aides and parents that are involved here. You know, they're helping the students with review. They're helping the students remain relaxed before the tests. You know, they're going over data with the teachers to make sure we know what we need to focus on to try and get the students to be able to pass the test. But of course, when we have students that are so recently arrived, many of whom are SIFE students that may not have had a solid foundation in their native language, maybe they were in a refugee camp or in impoverished conditions and wherever they came from, you know, it is a great challenge. So we're focusing on getting the students through the Regents, but with the new Lafayette International High School, the concept that I've seen work really well and the curriculum that I've seen work really well is this project-based curriculum, because it provides multiple entry points for students. So when students are coming at various levels, they can engage in a curriculum that's relevant to their own lives. An example might be developing for next year with some of the local organizations in the community a unit on asthma. So if we look at asthma on the west side and look at the disease itself and other pulmonary illnesses in science class and their causes and effects, and then look at in history class the history of environmental impact on people's health with things like the Love Canal and other events, and then in English read a book like Grapes of Wrath and look at what the environmental impact was on migrant workers, and then in math look at the data, and then allow the students to go out in a supervised way into the community and engage different community members and organizations in this kind of action research, then come back, compile this in this interdisciplinary unit, and then present it and invite people like yourself and other people from the community to come and serve as panelists. The students are in teams where they have to present, this is what we think we can do to be able to address the asthma issue on the west side of Buffalo. Now you get students who see when they're out in the community that their native language, their access to their own community is really relevant and important, their role, but they also have an opportunity to practice English. And then these concepts that are academic in nature are intrinsically tied to their linguistic development. So in this sense, they're really developing deeper critical thinking skills and making connections and developing language. And we've seen that this works very well when at the same time they have to take standardized tests.
Principal, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.